Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump defends his decision to extend restrictive social distancing guidelines through the end of April while bracing the nation for a coronavirus death toll that could exceed 100,000. Mr. Trump says challenging times are ahead for the next 30 days. He also says refraining from public outings is our shared patriotic duty during the outbreak. Comments come after the president made a dramatic course reversal and announced he would not be moving to ease the guidelines and get the economy back up and running by Easter, as he said last week he'd hoped to do. New York's governor has put an urgent plea for medical volunteers as coronavirus deaths in the city mount and hospitals are overwhelmed. Authorities say it could be a preview of what other cities across the U.S. will soon face. Monday, Governor Andrew Cuomo said New York needed help now as the number of dead in the state climbed past 1,200. With most dying in the city. In Europe, hard-hit Italy and Spain saw their death tolls climb by more than 800 each. The pastor of a Florida megachurch was arrested Monday for continuing to hold large church services despite a social distancing order designed to slow the spread of the coronavirus. According to police, Rodney Howard Brown, pastor of River Tampa Bay Church, held two church services on Sunday that drew crowds in the hundreds. The Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, had issued an order limiting faith gatherings to fewer than 10 people. Japan urged its citizens not to travel to 73 countries and regions, or a third of the countries in the world, as the government fights to prevent an explosive surge in coronavirus cases. The ministry issued a level 3 travel warning against the United States, Canada, China, South Korea, Britain, among others, adding to the more than 20 countries, mostly in Europe, it had already warned against. This is VOA News. Hong Kong city leader announced Tuesday that it is set to launch the second round of relief fund to assist virus-hit businesses as the city faces unprecedented hits from the coronavirus. Hong Kong's city leader, Carrie Lam, told reporters at a regular news conference that there is a record decline in the February retail figures, which would be announced officially as the government introduced new social distancing measures targeting restaurants. The new round of the anti-epidemic fund aimed to ease the burden of the industries that were worst hit by the virus, such as catering and retail sectors. Mexico declared a health emergency on Monday and issued stricter rules aimed at containing the fast-spreading coronavirus after its number of cases surged past 1,000 and the death toll rose sharply. Health officials reiterated warnings that the health system could be overwhelmed if the coronavirus is not contained. The new measures to fight the virus include a reduction of the number of people who can gather to 50 and an extension of a previously announced suspension of non-essential activities. The United Arab Emirates state news agency, WAM, reports that Dubai-based banks will implement measures to help customers cope with the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. The measures, which include flexible loan reimbursements and fee waivers, will be implemented between April 1st and June 30th. Passengers from a cruise ship stranded at sea with coronavirus cases and deaths are pleading with Florida officials to let them disembark. The Zandam's plans to dock in Florida are still up in the air, but have already been rebuked by local officials and Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis. Hundreds of passengers and crew members from the Zandam have not stepped on dry land for 15 days. The Panama Canal's administrator said that he made an exception to allow the ship with coronavirus cases to pass through for humanitarian reasons. DeSantis says that his state's health care resources are already stretched too thin to take in the passengers. The countdown clock is ticking once again for the Tokyo Olympics. The digital model outside Tokyo Station was switched on almost immediately after organizers announced the new dates. It will be July 23rd to August 8th, 2021. The clock reads 479 days to go. That seems a long way, but also small and insignificant compared with the worldwide fallout from the coronavirus. Still not much time to resemble the first Olympics to be postponed since the modern games began 124 years ago. The new dates are critical for 11,000 Olympic athletes, 4,400 Paralympic athletes, and more. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.